I see the world for what it is, beyond the white and the black. The way the government downplays historical facts. Cause the United States sponsored the rise of the Third Reich. Just like the CIA trained terrorists how to fight, build bombs and sneak box cutters onto a flight. My words will expose George Bush and Bin Laden as two separate parts of the same seven-headed dragon. And you can't fathom the truth, so you don't hear me. You think Illuminati's just a conspiracy theory? That's why conservative racists are all running shit. And your phone is tapped by the federal government. So I'm jamming frequencies in your brain when you speak to me.
Hello, everybody. This is Boston, Massachusetts, the host of the Boston Files. I apologize for the long-awaited episode as I lacked a microphone. But now I have one. And if it makes, like, any more background noise, I'm sorry. And if it's quiet, well, it shouldn't be. Anyways, today I want to talk to you guys about codes. And not just any codes. Codes that are involved in a worldwide conspiracy. So first up, I want to talk to you guys about Morse code. Normally people think it's that code where it's like boop 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 boop. And it only says hey. But in reality, that's the hidden part of the code. That's why it's called a code. The Morse code is actually the silence in between the beeps. It's not the beeps themselves. And this is because that, you know, we civilized, you know, people that live in houses instead of mansions and government buildings, we interpret them through the beeps. But people through the FBI, people involved in the government, the Senate, the executive offices, they interpret the spaces between the beats, because sometimes it's like, which is really fast paced, so that means it's something really important. If it's like beep, 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 then, you know, that's something that it's just trying to say, hey, well, this bill needs to be passed now. So that's Morse code. That the beep, 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 isn't. It's the silence in between the beeps. And this silence is the actual code. But most of it isn't exactly what I told you it was. It's not just, you know, hey, this bill needs to be passed. It's this file needs to be destroyed. This secret underground lab needs funding. You know, we need to attack this country. It's things like that, that these, you know, things are broadcasting. And, you know, telegraphs were just a cover-up, you know, so that they can have Morse code, and then if somebody found out outside of the government, that they could, you know, explain the situation, explain, no, it's not any secret code. Here, we'll give you a telegraph, and it does it by itself. You just have to learn the beeping Morse code, the beep, 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 beep. And that's what Morse code is. Now, on the other hand, on the OCND hand, and for those who have not listened to that episode of the Boston Files, it's obsessive Chuck Norris disorder. So through OCND, we can look at this as the Morse code was not, you know, just these beeps. They were actually translated through the multiple and repetitioned roundhouse kicks that Chuck Norris made. And I think that this is a really, really good theory. I'm not OCND particularly, but even I can appreciate how one could come up with something as ridiculous and somewhat funny as that. Now, aside from conspiracies such as that, I want to talk to you guys about another code. It's called the Zodiac Code. You know how sometimes you You've heard of the Zodiac Killer, right? And I really don't know anything about him, but I don't know. I just thought his name sounded cool. Anyways, you know how, like, you know, some people believe in that Zodiac things where it's like, oh, well, when you are born on this date, this is the kind of person you will live to be. And then, you know, in China, they have them, in India, you know, there's just a whole bunch. And, you know, it's based on your horoscope when you were born, you know, and it's supposed to predict what kind of person you are, what kind of day you're going to have, all that stuff. I personally, I think it's either coincidental or, you know, I don't know, it's just weird. It could be scientific, but I just don't want to base any information on it. But anyways, the Zodiac Code. You see, back in the day, you know, way before America was even founded, people used to believe in the Zodiac Code. And what they did was they made it their lives. And the reason it's a code is because the people who made it wanted to control the people who believed in it. There was a certain code written inside that would make the reader believe that this was actually a part of them. You know, if it said you're charming, you're nice, you know, you can be confident at times and sometimes you're shy, then you're going to believe, you're going to be like, oh, I can be confident, I should start talking more. You know, things like that. And you know, if it says you're a bitter person, you know, you can be really mean sometimes and you just like to hurt people's feelings, then that's the kind of person you're going to shape yourself to be. And then, you know, and it also affects your relationships, because they say, oh, well, Capricorn really wants to be with, you know, Aries. It's not true. But, you know, it's something that I'm going to say. Anyways. It's probably not true, you know, the Aries and Capricorn, but I'm saying that it's going to make you look for certain things in certain people, which can, for some people, be a major turnoff. Like, oh, I don't like cats. Does that make me not good enough? You know, stuff like that. That is definitely why I do not think that people should listen to these horoscopes. It's all a conspiracy to control your mind, and it's a technique that has been used throughout history. And unless you're stupid, you can keep going for it. Now, the other codes of the people is the codes encoded in advertisements. Have you ever, you know, seen the McDonald's commercials where it shows that big burger, and you're like, oh, big burger. That Big Mac looks so huge. Well, you don't know this, but it's not the photoshopping. It's not the fact that, you know, they accentuated the fluff of the patty. It's not that. It's that fluff contains an encrypted code that tells your mind, oh, that's beautiful. That deserves to go in my stomach. You know? And I've heard the same thing about grocery stores. Not their advertisements, but they play certain music that can influence your mood to the point where you'll be like, oh, I don't go there. You know, it's all a big code that we are hidden from and drawn in and lured to things that could possibly damage the way we live. But, you know, conspiracies aren't always, for the most part, good. You know, they are not intended to be the most perfect thing for the world. That's why they're not, you know, smiled upon in our society. People want to know the truth. They don't like cover-ups. I mean, unless you're like a 16-year-old girl reading a magazine saying, ooh, blah, 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 cheated on blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, it's a cover-up. I'm talking about cover-ups like corporate embezzlement, political embezzlement. Did you know that George Washington in his first year of presidency, embezzled governmental funds. It's true. Look it up. Now, that was a code. You know, advertisements and music played in grocery stores to lure you in to those aisles that you're like, should pick up something from that deli. Oh, that sandwich looks good. Or, I want that cake and some cookies. You know? Now, I want to talk to you guys about the conspiracy of codes that has really drawn on to our society. It's the metaphorical jokes and, you know, basically just all the jokes that we as people make. Have you ever heard the term, the best thing since sliced bread? Well, I told you quite a while ago that conspiracy was going to be discussed later. Well, here it is. This best thing since sliced bread is a conspiracy. Sliced bread in itself is a conspiracy. What's so good about sliced bread? Bread is good in itself. And sometimes, hey, maybe I want more of a bread to meat ratio. Maybe some days I want a huge thick stack of meat and I don't want some flimsy cut bread. What's so good about sliced bread other than the convenience of having these small places? And plus, they keep the worst parts of it on. Am I the only one that will mention that I do not like the butts of the bread? You know, the front, the very first slice, and the very back slice. But you know, it's just, basically, it's a pocket of crust with a little bit, like, you know, a little tiny, tiny bit of actual good bread inside of it. And I don't understand how someone could be like, sliced bread's so awesome with those two slices of bread. Those are the types of bread that I will give my brother and sister before I would eat them. If someone was to ask me ask a sandwich from me, I would give them those two pieces of bread unless I liked them, because I don't like them. I would do anything to get rid of those. I would make a lawsuit suing bread companies and making them take all the breads and throwing out those two. You know, maybe give them to a flock of seagulls. You know, they like bread too. We're not the only ones that need bread. Except the bread that we are just so unwilling to take that we will not give. Now, that is all I really have to say today. The code is basically this. It's tricking you into liking sliced bread. It's making you lazy. And that's a really big problem in our society. I mean, look how many people are lazy. Are you lazy? Look at yourself right now. Are you sitting down on the couch listening to this? Are you driving with nothing else to do listening to this? Why not run to wherever you're going? Maybe listen to me while you're running. Why not do a stair step or go on the elliptical for like 5 or 10 minutes and be like, ha ha, he's telling me to do this. I remember. But why not? It's because these people who are telling these jokes related to food, relating to sliced bread, and all these advertisements, Morse code, and Chuck Norris Morse code, is all a big conspiracy. And that's what I have to say on today's Boston File. And once again, I apologize for the long wait that you, my viewers, listeners, had to go through during this extended waiting period of time. But if you are listening to this still, I applaud. I applaud. And I say, from all of us here at the Boston Files Conspiracy Company, thank you. And have a nice weekend. This has been Boston, Massachusetts from the Boston Files. Signing off.